Praise the name of the Lord. He has always been used in his ministry, and this hour to God is going to use him. And he came also with the wife, hallelujah, Sister Nanny. Can you stand and wave to church?
Thanks, Pastor Isaac. Hallelujah. So we just, it's nice to be with you people again. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You know, first of all, when we come here, first of all, the size of the crowd. Then, you know, you now begin to calibrate.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll call my wife. We'll just give a short prayer before we move on.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we magnify your name. We exalt your name. Father, let your glory cloud descend in this assembly. Let your people hear your voice today, oh God. And we know that when people hear your voice, they begin to awake. Those who are asleep begin to awake when they hear your voice. Let it be so, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will start from when we're closing, when we praise and worship. When our brother Moses, his name Gideon, so his final singing and praises, I saw, you know, a tree, and the tree, under the tree, you know, I can see the water transparent and the roots, you know, fresh coming out, freshly coming. That was the first vision the Lord showed me. Now, as I'm in front of you, that same vision came. Then, at the top, then I was seeing the branches coming out.
Amen.
The stem, the branches coming out.
Amen.
That was the first. Praise the Lord. Then, before then, this is a type of just testimony, because anytime we are being invited to preach in other ministry, God just give me a particular song. I don't know why, but I think he always have his reason. That was a steadfast love of the Lord. Then after our Sunday school teacher, Brother Gideon, then he sang the song. Then I told my husband, he would sing the song. And say, I said, when we drive, I said, this song keep us coming. But I don't know why that's coming. And that happened the first time, second time, and again, it happened. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen,
amen.
What she was seeing is the tree of life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the branches are, who are the branches?
We are.
Hallelujah. That is the tree planted right in the midst of the paradise of God. And God is saying today that we are that branch.
Amen.
Amen. We are the very branches of the tree. Without the branches, the tree is nothing. And without the tree, the branches are nothing. The branches of the tree are what? They are one. Praise God. So we're going to delve into the deeper mysteries of Christ today. Praise God. Hallelujah. La mia moglie ha visto, diciamo, un albero piantato lungo le rive, le acque. Fiumi, diciamo. Fiumi molto chiari, come cristalli. E poi c'è stato, diciamo, rami che cresceva da questo albero. Ho fatto un'interpretazione, questo rame, questo albero sono uno, rappresenta l'albero della vita, rappresenta Gesù Cristo, e noi siamo innesto di Gesù Cristo, siamo uno. Hallelujah. Amen. Gloria a Dio. So we're going to move on right now. Hallelujah. God is saying today that he wants to educate us once more about Christ. About Christ, who is the image of the living God. Our Sunday school teacher already mentioned some of these things. I observe that the Sunday school teacher is somebody that God will want to use in future. What the Sunday school teacher will do is just to be quiet and be listening and be learning from the Lord, because God is going to use him later in a lot of places. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to fight for post or do all those things that people do everywhere. Just be on your own. Quiet. Amen. Hallelujah. God will bring you out at the right time. It can be 10 years, it can be 15 years. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the beginning, God said, let there be what?
Light.
Hallelujah. Let there be?
Light.
And there was what?
Light.
Hallelujah. Before God commanded that light to shine, what was happening? There was what? Darkness. Pure darkness. Hallelujah. If you look at the meaning of the word darkness in the original text, it talks about distress. It talks about pain. It talks about agony. It talks about a desert situation. It talks about sorrow. It talks about tribulation. Praise God. And God looked from heaven. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Praise God. And God saw that the light was what?
Was good.
Hallelujah. And he called the light day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who is the day? Who are of the day? We are of what? The day. Hallelujah. So what you read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 is a prophetic parable. It's a prophetic parable. You see it? When you see things in the Bible is so much, it's a spiritual word. You don't just read the Bible like you read a storybook. That is why God has given us the Spirit so that we can understand the deep things of God. Now the creation in Genesis chapter 1 is talking about deeper things. You see, it does not mean that maybe some time back, 7,000 years ago, there was darkness over the sea, then God was sitting in one place, then he said, okay, I command light to be. No, these are spiritual things that we have to understand. Amen.
Amen.
God does not need to wake up one day, do something, then go to sleep, then the next day he wake up, do something. These are spiritual communications. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those waters, the Bible says, there was darkness over the face of the deep. Those waters in which you have the darkness over the face of the deep represent the state of man who lives in the ignorance of the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
That represents the state of man who is living under the shadow of what? Death. That represents the hopeless state of a man who does not know himself, or a man who does not know God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that light today that is shining is nothing but the gospel.
Yes.
It is nothing but the revelation of what? Of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It is what God wants to do today in our lives, and this is what God is doing in our lives today. He is causing light to shine. Let there be
light.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when the light shines, everything becomes what? Everything becomes beautiful. Everything becomes what? Good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When there is light, there is no darkness.
Yes.
When there is light, there is no sickness. When there is light, there is no sorrow. When there is light, there is no fear. When there is light, there is no tribulation. Hallelujah. And that is the situation that God wants to turn our lives into in this hour.
Amen.
But we have to what? Have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. We have to begin to be tuned to the Spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Praise God. You see how things pass away, how time is moving. Praise God. Remember how many years ago? Over 10 years ago. How we started off this church. And look at different people now. Different places, some people have passed away. You know, the pastor was on my place last year, around this period. And in my presence, I received a phone call. In his presence, I received a phone call from Nigeria that my mother died. And he was there. So you can see things are passing away. This world we are seeing is a temporal order. Amen. So if you fix your mind on this order, amen, you will only just be what? You'll be disappointed at the end. Hallelujah. So the light is shining now, and God wants to bring us back into a place of stability. Because when you have fear, when you have tribulation, when you have all this pain and suffering and sorrow, God is not there. Hallelujah. God did not intend this for you from the beginning. This is not the will of God for you. Amen. The will of God is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. Hallelujah. All men enter into the bosom of the knowledge of Christ and be saved. Hallelujah. We're going to go deeper now, and I just advise you to tighten your seatbelt. Quickly go to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 4 from verse 3. Are we there?
Yes.
If the gospel we preach is hidden, are we there? Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. Are we there?
Yes.
If the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only what? From those who are what?
Lost.
Who are being lost. They do not believe because what? Their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. I'm just reading the Good News Bible. Which verses do you have here? Most of you, which version do you read? King James? Okay, I'll just go to King James. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves servant for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where?
In
our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of what? Jesus Christ. Are you hearing?
Amen.
That is the light. That is the light that is shining in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
The light is the revelation from above about Christ, the image of what? The living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, the mistake that many brethren make to this very day, that is why most of us have not gotten the victory, is that we have not realized that that gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the image of the living God, is a pointer to something inside of you. See, most of us have been looking outside. Amen.
Amen.
Most of us have been looking outside. When you mention Christ, everybody looks outside at Christ in the sky. Amen. About Christ in heaven. About Christ in Jerusalem. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, but I'm going to tell you something today that you must understand. Amen.
Amen.
That God wants to wake us up into realizing that the way He is the way we
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Praise God. The way He is the way
we are.
Amen. And if the way He is the way we are, then the way you are is the way I am. We are what? One. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, the problem with when we are introduced into this world, we've always lived according to the external. Amen. Paul says one thing, that if I knew Jesus Christ after the flesh, I know Him no more thus after the flesh, but I know Him after what? The Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit is the real you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Your real personality is inside this vessel. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is this?
A pot.
A clay pot.
Yes.
Do you know what's inside?
No.
That is how we have been. This is the state we have been. We've have these clay pots, but we don't know what is inside the clay pots. Amen? Praise God. That is why if you go down to verse 7, but we have this treasure in what? In 18, that the excellence or the power may be of God and not of us. Are you listening? What is the treasure? What is the treasure? The treasure that is inside the vessel, earthly vessel, is what? Is the image of what? Of God, the glory of God inside of you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the book of Colossians. Do you have any good reader here? Colossians from chapter 1 verse 25. Can somebody read it down from verse 25?
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
Uh-huh.
Therefore I am made in a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me, if you to fill the word of God. Amen.
Carry on to verse 28.
Even the mystery which has been from age and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
Are you listening? To the mystery of the ages. Do you know the mystery of the ages? You know what is a mystery? Yes, thank you. When I showed you something here, what is inside here? Isn't it a mystery?
Yes.
It's hidden, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't know what's inside.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So when the light shines into darkness, what does light do? It exposes everything that is hidden there, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Light does not do anything. He only just reveals the truth. Amen.
Amen.
The truth of what is inside, that what is there. That is what the light is showing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the light is shining now, and when the light shines, you begin to see what is inside here. This is the mystery of the ages. Are you listening?
Yes.
This is the greatest news you can ever hear. Amen. This news is greater than building a house in your village. This news is greater than having all the money in the bank.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This news is greater than having the finest wife in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This news is greater than having 10 children.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
This is the thing that we endure forever.
Amen.
Amen. And this is the thing that we are called to search out. Amen. This is what they call Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
Now, are you here? He said Christ where?
In you.
In where?
In me.
Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is your hope for glory. That is your hope for salvation. Amen. That is your hope. Recognizing, realizing, hallelujah, actualizing this mystery is what will catapult you into the realms of the impossibilities. Hallelujah. So that things that seem impossible to men become what? Possible to you. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says that the works that I do, you will what? You will do the works that
I do.
Praise God. You will do the works that he did because you walk in that same image that he works in. Hallelujah. In a letter to the Romans, Paul says that we have been called, we have been predestined to what? To be conformed what? To the image and the glory of what? God. Amen.
Amen.
Christ, Jesus is the glory of
God.
You know what I mean of glory of God? If you see Christ, you are seeing God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is God's, you know, when in this world, when you want to make shakara, you have something you want to do shakara, you know. That is God's shakara. Amen. That is God's own. When he shows you Jesus, when he shows you Christ, that is his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And that thing is inside of you.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That thing is inside of you. But we died. We did what? We died in Adam. Do you know we all died? The Bible says all died in Adam.
Yes.
We all died in Adam. When a man is dead, does he see?
No.
Does he hear?
No.
Does he speak?
No.
When you are dead, you don't know anything. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But the time has come now to begin to hear the voice of truth.
Hallelujah.
The time has come to begin to hear the voice of your Father.
Hallelujah.
The time has come to begin to see the light. Let the light shine into the graveyard. You know, graveyards are usually dark places. Underneath the ground, buried in a coffin, dark place. God is breaking up all that thing now and causing the light to shine.
Yes.
Amen. And when the light shines, hallelujah.
Amen.
You will discover the perfect life of God. Amen. You will discover the riches and the glory of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is the thing that people go about everywhere looking for. Amen.
Yes.
You see some people, they take money, they go to India.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people, they say a man of God is in town. They go there. Amen.
Yes.
This today, a man of God will come, you lay hand on you, you fall down. Tomorrow, another man of God come, you lay hand, you fall. Another one come, hey, you know. But if, hallelujah, you exercise yourself in truth, you realize that the thing that you are looking for is where? It's already here. Amen. You see, look at, there's a saying myself, in my country, in Nigeria, it says that, you see, when they look for Sokoto, there's a place called Sokoto. He's there for Sokoto. He's there for your Sokoto. Because Sokoto is a Tosa. You see, when they look for Sokoto, he's there your Sokoto. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Ghana, do you have anything like that? Any say like that? Say, if you are looking for somewhere, it's here. Amen. Okay. So, this is what God wants to reveal to us today. This is the light that is shining. Amen. He wants you to understand your true nature. Amen. Because that outer nature, after the flesh that we live, is passing away daily. You see, we are struggling day and night to make this life outside the flesh better. We are struggling day and night to make this flesh perfect. We are trying to be religious people. But God is saying that he created you in his image and in his what? Likeness. That is why Paul says that thou that sleepest, arise and let what? Shine upon you. Hallelujah. Thou that sleepest, arise and let the light of Christ shine upon you. Arise. Hallelujah. Arise. Hallelujah. Arise and you will know that everything that you are looking for is already there. Hallelujah. Arise and you will know that you are perfect. Hallelujah. Arise and you will know that I and the Father are. Hallelujah. Arise and you will know that you are in the Father. Arise. Yes. Arise and you will know that the Father never left you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Arise and you will know that it was only Satan, the God of this world, that what? Blinded your
eyes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the gospel is now shining and the gospel is removing the veil. Amen. You know, when Jesus Christ will take the blind man, the blind person, the man that was blind and Jesus Christ spat on the eyes and the man started seeing. You see, it's not about only a physical miracle. You see, because we always think of physical miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, a man, he's seen. Everybody, hey, he's seen. Let me tell you something. You can have physical eyes, you can be seen physically, but you are still blind.
Hallelujah.
It's true.
Amen.
Yes.
The works of Jesus were like parables.
Yeah.
You know what they call a parable?
Yes.
A parable is a proverb. The works of Jesus were like proverbs, telling you of spiritual things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Today, God is anointing our eyes.
Amen.
With the Spirit. Hallelujah. And it's causing us to watch, to see the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You see, if you know yourself, the way you are known of God, amen, your enemies go vanish. The Bible says that if that will come, you look for your people, you look for them. You will not see them. Amen. Those ones that are going about looking for you, how they will attack you. All those things will vanish. Amen. You know, some of us have become so juju conscious, so witchcraft conscious. Hallelujah. You know, we kind of, I go to some churches now, everything that is just witchcraft to the end. Satan, devil, Holy Ghost fire, what they call money water, what? The Son of God does not fear.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Son of God lives in perfect peace.
Yes.
When Jesus Christ was in the boat and the boat was making baba baba baba,
yes.
What was Jesus doing?
Sleeping.
He was sleeping. When they woke him up, what did he tell them?
He said, "You that have faithless faith."
Oh, ye of little faith! Hallelujah!
Yes.
It's your little faith that will make you start to look at your back. Man, what a hell! My village, my village. Ah, hey, my sister-in-law. Hey, my mother-in-law. Hey, it's because you are living in lower faith. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you are awake, hallelujah. When you are awake at the Son of God, hallelujah. When you are awake at the Son of God, those your enemies don't exist anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall sit down in the midst of your enemies.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you shall eat.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You will sleep. Hallelujah. You will wake up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that is what we are called to do. Amen. God wants to raise us up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From that lower level. Because we have fallen. We have all descended. We have died. We have become low. But God wants to do what? Raise us up. That's why Paul said he has raised us up and caused us to sit what? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. To sit down. You know why you sit down? In terms of kingship. In terms of rulership. Amen. When you are in authority. Hallelujah. That is what God wants to give back. Remember when God created man in the beginning? What did he say? Let us create man in our image and... And let us what?
Hallelujah.
Have a dominion. Not fear. Amen.
Amen.
Not fear. Dominion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, John says that if you have fear, you the love of God is not perfected in you. God did not create fear.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
If you look at Adam, what happened to Adam? When Adam, you know, said I am naked, I hid myself. Ah! God said, ah! Who told you are naked? Where did you learn this one from? Who told you? You see, that was when fear came in. That was when Adam started to run away from God. Isn't that how we used to do, all of us? We run away from God, amen? Some people, they come to church, they just, you know, if they say to me, let God come down, only you and God here, some people will run. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants us to understand. Go to verse, to the book of John. John chapter 6, verse 40. Are we there?
Yes. John 6:40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sent the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life.
Let's stop there. Amen. Are you listening? Anybody that was sees the Son and believes to have what? That everlasting life is in the Son. Amen.
Amen.
That is eternal life. Now, eternal life is not just only living forever. Eternal life is actually that victorious life, that God life. Amen. That life that Jesus Christ lived. You know what they call campione? Campione in Italian, they call it a sample. Amen. That is what Jesus Christ is. God put him up here for everybody to see. Amen. God put Jesus Christ up here so that everybody will what, see him and what, believe in that son and what, be transformed into that image. Because when you become like him, or let's say when you realize yourself in him, what happens? All things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at in a letter to the Corinthians, you know, Paul likens the end of the faith is when Christ has put everything in us under subjection. That is when we are totally become Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And when you have totally been transformed, then the kingdom is handed over to God. Then God becomes all in all. Amen. I tell you, the manner in which God, Jesus Christ, walked is the same way we are called to walk. It's not a dream. Amen. It is not something that, you know, a man can teach you. You still have to go back and meditate on what I'm telling you today. And God will teach you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to take your Bible and put it under the bed after today. Go back home. Yeah? Read this word. Amen. Meditate on this word. And when you do, God will give you what? Light. Anybody that asks for understanding, what will God do? He will give understanding. But the problem is most of us are not asking for understanding. Most of us are asking for money, for bread, for promotion in the office, for new job. And that is what we ask for. Hello.
Hi.
Hope I'm not offending you.
No.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. But these are not the things we should ask for. Amen. What we should ask for is the knowledge of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayer is short. Thy kingdom. Now, what is the kingdom? The kingdom is the kingdom of God's dear Son, which we've said is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And the kingdom is where it's inside of you. Amen.
Yes.
It's hidden inside of you. It all comes along with the knowledge of Christ in you. Hallelujah. If you are waking and realize Christ in you, you begin to realize the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is joy, power in the Holy Ghost, perfect peace, gentleness, everything that you can ever desire. Amen.
Amen.
You begin to live a life of pleasures. No more bitterness, no more anger. Would you be happy when you come to a place where nobody can offend you anymore?
Yes.
Would you be happy when you come to a place where you are filled with love?
Yes.
Amen. I know some people have been crying, God, teach me how to forgive, teach me how to love. Amen. Those who hunger for righteousness, you will be satisfied.
Amen.
When you realize this thing. Now, some of this thing I'm preaching, I've experienced, God has shown me. So, we don't just preach anyhow, it's what we see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At times we disrespect each other when we look at each other outside. So, we have to respect each other. Amen. You have to learn to respect each other. When you see your brother, you have to learn to see what is inside the person, not what is outside.
Yes.
Try your best to take your eyes away from the outside and see the, because if you are seeing the inside, you are seeing the truth.
Yes.
You see it? When the adulterer, you know the woman they caught in adultery?
Yes.
What did they do? They took her head and took stones to stone her. They brought her to Jesus. Jesus, we caught this woman and they all took stones. Amen. These are religious people. Amen. These are some of your brethren in the church. These are some of your family members. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we always want to look at you from the outward. But Jesus Christ did not, he didn't see any adultery there. He didn't see anything in that, but all he just did was right. Amen.
Amen.
He justified the woman. We must learn to see Christ in us. Amen. And walk in relation to Christ in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn to have a revelation of who we are. If I say today I'm a Nigerian, I'm only fooling myself. If I say today I'm a Ghanaian, I'm fooling myself. Amen.
Amen.
Because this thing we want, it will pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. That which is eternal is invisible and real. So we have to walk in relation to the Spirit. Walk in relation to this mystery. Oh, hallelujah. God wants you to see Christ. God, when you talk of see, he talks of to perceive. He talks about to understand the mystery of Christ. Amen. God wants you to see that example. Amen. That is the mark of our calling. Of our house calling. Isn't it?
Yes.
That is where we all are supposed to come to. Amen. when we walk as pure spiritual celestial beings, we are heavenly creatures. Amen. We are not just dust. We are not just beasts, animals. Amen. Have you watched, you watch documentaries where you see animals fighting in the forest?
Yes.
That's how men who are reprobate, who don't have the knowledge of Christ, behave. Praise God. We have to arise above all these things. Hallelujah. So let us understand, there are two men. You can either live from one or the other. Amen. There is the first Adam and the second Adam. Amen. You can either live as the first Adam or as what?
The second Adam.
Hallelujah. If you live as the first Adam, which is the man of the earth, you what? You perish. You suffer. Amen. That is the cause of your limitation. That is the cause of your suffering. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, some people, they go everywhere to be healed. They go everywhere for counsel, to try to be healed, healed, healed. The only thing that you need to do is to change. Yes. You have to begin to live by faith after Christ, who is the second Adam. You have to learn to begin to walk by faith according to the Spirit. Amen. You have to learn to speak according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. You have to learn, you know, to walk exactly as he walked while here on earth. Recognizing the true nature of Christ and growing in that. That is the born again process. Amen. You know what is born again? Born again is not just only one day. Born again is not just a matter of just coming to the altar and confessing I'm born again. It's more than that. Amen. You have to, because flesh and blood cannot what? Flesh and blood is the natural man. Flesh and blood is the old Adam. Amen. Flesh and blood is the diabolical, is the devil man. Amen. That is the man that is jealous, angry, bitter. Also, you know, that is the man of the earth. Is there anybody here that doesn't have all these things as a man? Those things are in a man, natural man of the earth. See, but the knowledge of Christ is what will set us free from these petty problems. Amen. The knowledge of, he has come to give us understanding. Amen. He has come to destroy the works of what? Of the devil. The work of the devil is to make you conform to the man of the dust. Amen. Dust you are. You see, that is the state of a man walking according to the first Adam. He's dust. Dust talks of vanity. Dust talks about a natural carnal man. Amen. Praise God. But when you hear the truth and allow this truth to transform you, take the hold on you, you are transformed. This is born again. You are born again now. To you begin to live according to the word Spirit. Now you are spiritual beings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are spiritual beings. You don't have to. You are spiritual beings. Your inner being. You are a light celestial being. We have to be transformed. This is the born again process. Flesh and blood cannot what? A natural man cannot enter the kingdom of God. There must be a what? A rebirth by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And then you begin to experience the supernatural. You know, there are certain problems I used to have. You know, fleshy problems, as a, you know. But these things begin to drop off when you meditate on, you know, receive counsel from Christ. Amen. Certain things that we struggle with in our flesh, amen. You will discover that at times fasting will not help you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've seen somebody who fasted 2 weeks, dry fast. When he finished, the first thing was to go and meet one sister. So when he met his sister, so somebody was telling that why, and I said, you know that after this fast. So you can see that the fasting cannot actually when I say fasting, that kind of fasting cannot, is not complete without spiritual counsel.
Amen.
Spiritual transformation in the mind. Your mindset has to change. You have to know the truth. Amen.
Amen.
When you know the truth will what?
Yes.
Set you free from what?
Yes.
Set from your natural carnal nature. Your problem is your carnality. Your problem is your carnality is what allows the devil to be accusing you day and night. That's why you cannot walk as a son of God. Amen. That's why you call pastor every day at 11 o'clock. Pastor, pray for me. Amen. You cannot go to your father directly. You don't have faith. Why? Because the devil is what? Accusing you, telling you that you are not righteous. Amen. Praise God. The devil is telling you that you are not perfect. The devil is telling you you are not worthy. The devil is telling you what? You are naked. Isn't that the devil?
Yes.
Praise God. But God is telling you today that awake, praise God. Awake and begin to walk according to the revelation of Christ in you. Amen. Quickly turn to the book of John. John chapter 3 verse 36. No, 35 to 36.
John 3, 35 to 36. The Father loved the Son and has given all things unto his hand. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abide on him.
Are you listening? Amen. Are you listening? Do you know mean of wrath? Wrath, it talks of the anger, amen. It talks of the punishment, indignation, amen. The problems we suffer today is because what? We are living a life outside of Christ. Hallelujah. So our meditation day and night is to be enveloped by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Paul says that I travail that Christ be what? Brought forth in what? In me. You know the way a woman gives birth. Amen. I know some women, you know what it is to give birth. Amen. I heard it's not easy. They told me the thing is tough. So you can imagine how it is to bring forth what? Christ. But they said that when after giving birth to the child, what happens to the woman? How do you feel? I heard that they used to be happy. You know, these experiences are important. You have to talk up. Somebody told me that they feel just new. Everything just, they feel free. That is the joy of what? Of a child coming into the world. That child coming into the world is Christ. That is the spiritual seed of God. Amen. That is the seed that inherits God. Amen. I'm going to round up with something in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Verse.
I hope you're following. Because everybody is suddenly looking. Are you hungry?
No.
Okay. Amen. The keke is ready, don't worry. We'll have a spiritual keke. Okay, move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 45 to.
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a living. And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickened spirit, whereby that was not first, which is spiritual. But that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual, the first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven, as it is the earthly. Such are they also that are earthly, and as it the heavenly, such are they.
Amen. Let's stop there. Are you hearing?
Yes.
He's talking about two images. Amen. There is the image of what? Yes. There is the earthly and the what? Heavenly, which is the spiritual and the natural. Amen. Now the earthly image, listen very carefully. The earthly image is the image that Adam put on when he transgressed. Adam became what? Yes, he became of the dust. A living soul of the what? The dust. He became of the earth. Amen. Have you seen a snake? You see how a snake crawled on the floor? That is the image of a natural man. The image of the natural man is attached to the earth. It's earthly. Amen.
Amen.
That is why you have the nature of a serpent. Amen. That's the devilish nature, the carnal nature. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ says you are of the Father, you are the devil. Amen. That's why you walk as a natural man. Praise God.
Amen.
But the promise of the gospel is what? We shall also walk as the heavenly man. Amen.
Amen.
We have walked as the natural man of the earth, but we shall also walk as what?
Yes.
It is now that you begin to what? Walk by like that by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. It's now that you start, not tomorrow when something happens. Now that you begin to start to walk. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is when you walk in the image of the heavenly that you can enter back into the favor of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's only then that we can rediscover the peace that God has called us to have. Hallelujah. How many of us want peace? How many of us want joy? How many of us want good health? How many of us want healing in every aspect of our lives? Amen.
Amen.
When we begin to do these things, some of us who have children who have problems, or who have relations who have problems, it's like water. You know how water flows from the, you know, living waters, you know? They begin to flow from us and it will affect people around you. Praise God. When you go to places, people will know you. They shall know that you are called by the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, my wife is here. There are some places we go to like this quietly. We don't go to the back. Nobody knows us. White churches. The people will call us and tell that these people are people, men of God. And they will, you know, different places we go to like that. I'm telling you, when you begin to walk in the spirit, you will see that, you know, you will begin to affect, you know, the radiance will flow from you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You say, my cup will overflow. Your cup will burst overflow. Amen. Out of you shall flow forth rivers of living water that will go and make people alive, that will bring joy to people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people are suffering, heartbroken, living in fear, in torment. Hallelujah. But when you realize this truth and you meditate on this truth, it brings healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to realize that you are somebody after all. You have a father. Amen. You are a son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, O God. Let your word germinate in your people, O God. Let your word germinate in your people, O God. Let your glory cloud fill this place, O God.
Thank you.
Let your word germinate in your people, O God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let there be life. Let there be knowledge, understanding, illumination. Away from the dead, say the Spirit. Away from the dead, say the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Ernestina. Away from the Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you, oh God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just quiet. Come here. Father, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. The fragrance of the love of God, you know, emitting out of you. Hallelujah. A vessel of honor in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, let your glory cloud move over our sister. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lifting up, hallelujah, in Ernestine, our sister. A lifting up, oh God. Hallelujah. A lifting up, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. All right.
As I came out when we started in prayer, I see this butterfly. You know, butterfly, there are many colors. It's a very positive thing to see a butterfly. So when it's our president came out, as we're holding that together, you know, I saw, you know, this light, Christmas light, you know, from three of us, you know, and connected to him and she in the middle. In the middle, first before that, I saw shoes, you know, golden shoes first. Then later, I saw the electric those decoration for Christmas, you know, connected with both of us. Then at the middle, I saw a flower coming out from the middle of the year. That was what the Lord revealed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, spiritually speaking, you know what the farfalla is? You know the farfalla, the butterfly? You know what the butterfly means? Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you look at the natural, God uses the natural to explain the spiritual. Amen. When you see Jesus Christ, you call him the Lamb of God. Can you eat him? You call him the Lamb of God. Amen. God uses the Lamb because of his nature. You don't call Jesus the goat of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit descended, the Bible says he descended in the form of a dove. He didn't descend in the form of a vulture. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see, God uses the natural to explain the spiritual. The caterpillar goes through what a phase is, not the caterpillar. It goes through a phase of transformation, a conformation process. It starts off from a creature, ugly creature that creeps on the ground. That is how the butterfly starts.
Yeah.
But after some time, it is a miracle occurs inside him, and it is transformed and becomes a beautiful what? Butterfly. He begins to fly in the heavens. Amen. That is a born again. The butterfly is born again. It transformed from what? From the natural, from the earthly, to become what? Heavenly. Amen. That is what God wants for you. That's the will of God in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is decorating us with light today.
Amen.
Amen. It's the knowledge, the wisdom of God in our midst today. Hallelujah. The golden sandals or the golden, you know, shoes is the shoe that we put on, brethren. Amen. As we walk in the knowledge of divinity in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we walk in the knowledge of Christ in us. Hallelujah. These are the beautiful feet. Amen.
Amen.
The beautiful sandals that the Lord is giving us to proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. And we just go divine. We shall walk a walk that not the natural man can never walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord will cause it to flourish in everything, my sister Ernestina. You shall blossom, hallelujah, as a rose.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The wilderness places shall become a garden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If anybody wants a particular prayer, I think we'll just very brief prayer. We'll just brief prayer. Anybody that has particular need can come up. Praise God. The Lord will do something for you today. Anybody a particular need? Praise God. Thank God. Everybody has received today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you, exalt you. Let there be light in the midst of your people. Let there be understanding. Let there be an increase, oh God. Hallelujah. Let yokes be broken with this understanding today. Can see Satan falling like lightning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Satan falling for like lightning, so that he has no hold over you anymore. As the truth comes, he falls. He's no more. Hallelujah. A bottomless pit is digged for Satan. A bottomless pit is digged for the accuser. And he's no more. And you can comfort as the sons of God, walking in the liberty and in the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we pray for miracles in your midst today, in the midst of the people today. Let there be revelation. Let there be an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say every spirit of division, we cancel here tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Every backbiting spirit, we cancel here tonight. We say let every man have his face towards Mount Zion.
Amen.
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 Let everybody be, yet let your treasures be in heaven.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your treasures be in heaven. Wait for the coming or the realization of this mystery in you. Walk in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you once more for this meeting. To you be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
All right.